Okay, today's daf is daf Yud Aleph. We're in the bottom. We're in the middle of Yud Amud Beis. We're actually in the up to
Mikanat
Alamad. Yes. So we'll say today a little nishmas. Mordechai Chaim ben Rav David Alevi and
Chaim
Tzvi ben Rav Yosef.
And Riva
Bas Chaim Yechiel. Hashem Shavaliyah. Okay, so the question was, we had a braisa that said that the eifa, the poor mincha that you bring, cost one pruta. But then we said that the rich brings a animal worth $4, which is $4, and a bird is a quarter of a dinar, which is, let's say, 25 cents, right? So it's a 16th of the bird brings 16th of the animal. So if you bring a 16th, then the dali-dali should be a 16th of the bird. So now we have to break down. A quarter of a dinar is 48 prutas. A 16th of that is 3 prutas. But the braisa can only pay 1 pruta. So it's not parallel. That was the question we ended off yesterday. So the Gemara answers, Mikavat Talamad, Lasirish, no. No, no. Oh, we didn't leave off there.
Yeah, that's where we left off.
That's where we are.
1 second. Tana miyoledes yalef. We're up to Tana miyoledes yalef. So the answer is, before we were learning it out from two birds, like a mitzora. Two birds, a pair of birds, cost 25 cents. A quarter of a dinner. Not learning that from two birds. We're learning that from one bird now. How much is one bird? Well, if two birds is 25, is a quarter of a dinar, then one bird is half of that. So if two birds was 48 prutos, one bird is 24 prutos. Right?
Yeah.
A yoledes only brings one bird. So now, Milezelef, Demasya prayed to Achas Tachas Keves. She brings one bird instead of an animal. Not two birds, one bird instead of an animal. So now we've gotten an animal costs 4 dinar, and a bird is 1/32 of that.
Right?
Because a quarter is 1/16. But for one bird, you pay half of that.
Right.
So you're paying 24 prutas, which is a 1/32 of what a rich man pays. Right?
Right.
It's 1/32 of that. The ad kan dali dalas kamahave. So chad mishis asar bedalas to beheche yalef keves v'ayil ad kan pruto palgahave. So 1 second. For a keves you're paying $4, 4 dinar. For a bird you're paying one bird. You're paying 24 prutas, which is 1/32 of $4. So now what would 1/32 of that be? If you want to pay, now you want to pay the dali dalas, right? So what's 1/32, now, ad kan pruta, 1/16, 1/16 of that is 1.5 pruta, right? But that's not parallel, because we're going from the richest to 1/32 of that, to 1/16 of that.
Why is it 1/16?
If we're doing 1/16. If we're saying it's 1/16, then it's 1.5 pruta. Which we said it's 1 pruta. Yeah. Therefore, Amar Rava, Kula Milsa Miyoledes Yalef. Learn everything out from Miyoledes. Fahachi Kamar, Midachazach Manale, Bidadalas, Lamahavi, Chad Matlas, and Trey Bashiros. So again, the rich man pays one animal. How much does one animal cost?
Four.
How much does one bird cost? 24 prutas. Yeah. How much is that? 1/32 of four dinar.
Four.
What's 1/32 of 24 prutas?
But 4 is not 24 prutas.
No.
1/32 of
24 prutas. That's what the dali-dali should be paying. What's 1/32 of 24 prutas? The answer is 3/4 of a pruta. But we said it's 1 pruta. Right? That's the question that we have now. So my yi yoledes. Hachi, chasuch manalev, dali-dali, lemehevi, chadmin, fluorescent flame, bedalas. So also pay 1/32. Ihachi nechi riva de pruta havi. It's 3/4 of a pruta. We said it's 1 pruta. So we have a kasha still. How come it's one pruta? Should be 3/4 of a pruta? And the answer is, Hachinami, Elav Urech Aralaiti Pachas Pruta Lamakum. You don't bring less than a pruta to Hashem. You don't do that. You don't bring less than a pruta to Hashem. So that's why you rounded it up to a pruta. Okay, so that makes sense. The rich man pays 4. 1/32 of that is 24 prutas. That's what the middle level is. And the poorest level is 1 pruta. Really, it's 3/4. You don't bring less than a pruta. Okay? Okay.
Good.
Next. Now it's up to the Mishnah. Ma bein shivcha lebein kol arayas. What's the difference? If somebody has a relationship with a shivcha kananis, it's different than if he has a relationship with any other of the arayas. What's the difference? So a few differences. First of all, shol hishva lahen lo ba'onish v'lo ba'karban. Not the same, not regarding onish, not regarding carbon. Shekol arayas b'chatos, every other arayas, they did it by mistake. What's a mistake? I thought it was my wife. It was not my wife. It was a mistake. So you bring a chatos for that. Made a mistake. Right? V'asham, v'shivcha ba'asham. But a shivcha brings an asham. If you thought the shivcha was your wife, right? You bring an asham for that. Not a chatos. So different. Right? Also, kol arayas b'nekeva, every arayas, the animal you bring is a female. The shivcha b'zachar, and the shivcha, if you with a shivcha b'shogeg, you bring a male. Asham is always a male. Kol arayas echad ish ve'echad isha shavin b'makos. They both have malchus. Now, that's not always true. The ones that have malchus, the malchus for both parties, the man and the woman. U b'karban, and a karban. U b'shivcha lo ish ve'lo ish lo ish le'isha b'makos. Lo ish ish le'ish b'karban. They're not the same regarding malchus. And not the same regarding karbanos. Not the same at all. Why? Let's forget now b'shogeg. B'mezid. A guy is b'mezid with a shivcha kananis. He gets no malchus. She gets malchus. He gets nothing. He has to bring a karban. The man.
Right.
And the woman gets malchus. Not the same. By a regular woman, they both get malchus and they both have to bring a karban. Right? They both get misa maybe. Kol arayas, asa b'hanas ha-ma'ara k'gomer. Even if you just start the act of bia, it's considered as if you finished the act. You don't have to go the whole way, even if you just, whatever that means, right? Chayav al bia, I'll call bia or bia. You chayav each and every one, separate of hira. Zeh chomer, and all that doesn't apply by shivcha. Shivcha, the beginning stages of bia doesn't count, and you chayav one carbon for 100 times. Remember, zeh chomer, v'zeh chomer hechmer b'shivcha. But in this one regard, it's more machmir shivcha. It's more machmir. Why? Because mezid and the shogeg is the same punishment, which is nothing. It's just a carbon anyway. But it's a chumra in that regard. Aruch Lener says, what kind of chumra is that? It's a kula. You do it by mezid, you bring a carbon. What kind of chumra? It's a chumra that you bring. What kind of chumra is that? It's a kula. You don't get malchus, you don't get misa, nothing. Just bring a karbanos. What kind of chumra is that? So the Aruch Lener says, it's very difficult. It's a good, very good question. The question is much better. He wonders about if the whole, maybe tshuva, if there's a way to do tshuva here, because maybe not, because you're not getting any punishment. Just bring a carbon. So, okay. Ezu shivcha, what's a shivcha? What's a shivcha, by the way? It's talking about a shivcha kananis. If someone has relations with a shivcha kananis, what is a shivcha? What is that? So, three machlokas. Kol shechetzi shivcha v'chetzi bat zchorin. She's half free and half not free. What if she's completely free? She's a Jewish girl. What if she's completely a shivcha kananis, not even half free? How could even she be half free? The answer is two people owned her. One freed her, one didn't. So she's half free. That's the only case we're talking about. Others say, no. Shenemar, v'hafte lo niftasa. She's free, but not free. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shmuel omer, zui shivcha v'adoris. No, she's a complete shivcha. Through and through. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov omer, kol arayas mufureshes. Every arayas, it tells you who it is. A sister, someone else's wife, your mother. Vishir ain't lot of elachetzi shivcha v'chetzi b'schorin. This one's left over. It says it's so. He agrees it's half and half. Okay.
So that we talk about shivcha harufa.
Yeah, that's what it means.
But a shivcha harufa cannot be half and half.
Why not?
Because if she's half and half, she cannot be harufa.
What does harufa mean?
Harufa means she's thrown to another to
another. So the feeling of who she betrothed to.
She's betrothed either to an evet.
So an evet ivri. So that means that doesn't mean that's nothing to do with what kind of shivcha she is.
Some sort of
connection. But doesn't it make her an
Eved Ivri? No, because she's a half shivcha. Even if she's a half shivcha, she's half free. She can still marry an Eved Ivri. Nobody else can marry her.
Right.
Eved Ivri.
But the art school keeps referring to a shivcha as a betrothed slave.
Right. So the machlokas in the Gemara, when I get in the next 20 lines, is she betrothed to an Eved Ivri or an Eved Kanani?
Right.
It's a machlokas in the Gemara.
Okay.
What?
What?
We'll
be at what's the short part?
That she set aside for him.
Doesn't make a difference.
I insist. So what's your punishment? You get bring a carbon. That's it. So it's a machlokas in the Mishnah. What we're talking about is she got complete shivcha or half a shivcha. The betrothed part doesn't make a difference if she's half or whole. Doesn't make a difference. Now, Manolan, Manolan, did he lucky v'hu lo lucky? How do you know she gets Malkus and he doesn't get Malkus? She gets Malkus, but not him. How do you know that? The Tana Rabbanan, it says, Bekoros Tihiyah. Malame Chihi Loka. It says, Bekoros Tihiyah. That's in the Pasuk there in Kedoshim. What does the word Bekoros even mean in English? I don't even know. But as it means Malkus. Yachal Shi Shnei and Lokin. I would say they both get Malkus. Why not both? Talmud Lomar Tihiyah. He Loka v'hu Eino Loka. Right? Even though we have a rule that every law in the Torah, the punishment applies equally to men and women, and it's never written in Lashon Nekeva, never written in Lashon Nekeva, here it's written in Lashon Nekeva to highlight to only her, not him. Not, even though every punishment is the same, there's an exception. Ubinayan, the Hadein, Bekorah, is Lashon the Malkus. How do you know the word Koros means Malkus? How do you know that? So, difficult answers. Amar Yitzchak, Tahak Bekroi, because it's, the word Koros means to call out. Titania, Kitanya, Gadol Hadayanim Mikra, when somebody gets Malkus, the Rosh Bezdin calls out, okay, let's go. One, give him one Malkus. Anytime someone gets Malkus, they call out. Shani Imone, the second guy counts, and Shlishi Omer Hiko, and the third one says, go hit him. So the people are calling, so many people are calling out. Rabashi Omer, Bebikor Tia, doesn't work calling out, it means from the word Bikor to check out. Kiditnan ein omdinoso elamakos awin lishtalish. When you give someone Malkus, you have to check out how healthy the guy is. Can he get Malkus? And then divide it by three. You know, get 3, 6, 9, up to 39. Tanarabanan. Bisman Shaisha Loka, Hesh may be carbon. If the woman gets Malkus, the man brings a carbon. Ain't Isha Loka, ain't Ish may be carbon. If the woman's not getting Malkus, the man doesn't bring a carbon. They have to go hand in hand. Manalan, how do you know that? Amarava Diksiv Ish ki ishkav is Isha Shekhva Zera. If a woman will lie with a man, right? Vihi shivcha nechrefes l'ish, and she set aside to some other man, the half to lo niftasa, and she's half free, right? Oh, chupasa, or whatever that means, lo nitain la, right? So show it's an avera. So michti ad hacha beish kamishtai. We're talking about the man. Dekhtiv behavias hashamo l'hashem ulbasof lichto bekoros tia. Why do we mention the woman's punishment first? Should we mention the man's punishment first? Am I kasev rechmana bereisha bekoros tia? Why do we mention her punishment first? Ulbasof kasev heviyas Hashem al Hashem. Then we mention his. Why is she first? Hachi kamar. Here's why. In bekoros tia he heviyas Hashem al Hashem. Because if she's going to get Malkus, then Itaka brings the carbon. Im lo tia bekoros lo yavi hu es Hashemo. And if not. His carbon depends on her. Ema hu miyate kra. Avalhi tilki v'teithi carbon. Maybe she gets both. Maybe she has to get Malkus and bring a carbon. The Gemara says, no, v'heviyas Hashemo l'Hashem k'tiv. No, only he has to bring a carbon, not her. Amar v'yitzchak l'olei n'chayv el al shivcha b'ula b'lvad. It has to be, she cannot be a besula. She has to already be used goods. She already had relations with somebody once upon a time. How do you know that? Because, sh'nemar, v'hi shivcha nechrefes l'ish. Because she set aside. So what does that mean? Umay mashma dahai nechrefes lishna deshnuyahu. Because we're saying like this. Since when a woman is born, a woman is born a basula. She has to change, so to speak, to become not a basula. So the Gemara says that the word charufa here means changed. So how is she changed? She's not a basula. So you only chayv if she's not a basula already. How do you know the word nechrefes means changed? So dechziv v'tishchat olav harifos. Viboisema imtichtosh es ha'evil b'machteish pesuch harifos bali. Okay, so these psukim that somehow show that it means that she's changed. Vayidnu yadam lahotzi nisheim va'ashtimeim ayal ton alash masam. Fine. Armav chista malame chakul and shivchas harufos balu. You see from here that they're all already known to be shivcha harufa. They cannot be a besula. They have to already have had relations with somebody once upon a time, and then you come along. Then it's a shivcha harufa. Ezehu shivcha. The woman said, "What is a shivcha? Is it a machlokas? Is she half free? Not free?" Tanar Rabbanan. The half the yachal kula. I would think she's completely free. Tamalav lo niftasa. The shakuli yachal lo nifte. Niftasa. Tamalav the half the. Okay, how could that be? Peduya veina peduya. She's half free. Chetzi shivcha v'chetzi bas chorin. U'mu'urasas le'evet ivri divri Rabbi Akiva. And she's designated to an evet ivri. And evet ivri is allowed to be with her. One sorry, that's why he's called evet ivri. Why is it called evet Yehudi? What kind of word ivri? When do we ever use the word ivri? When do we ever call a Jew an ivri? Never. Why do we call him an ivri?
Yosef.
One rare time, but after Mount Torah, we never find someone, except for this guy, he's called an Eved Ivri. Why? Because there's one mitzvah he can do. One mitzvah he doesn't have to keep, which is the mitzvah of Shifcha Charufa. He's allowed to be with that woman. So he's like one notch below a real Jew. One thing he could do, which is this. Every other mitzvah he has to keep, an Eved Ivri. Well, he stole, and he's not working with this guy for 6 years. So what? He's a regular Jew. He has to go to Shachris, Mincha, Maya, everything he has to do. But he can be with a Shifcha. Why? Because those kids will be Goyim. And then the master gets more slaves. Right? So what kind of thing is that? Yeah, the Torah says you can do that. So he's like one notch, not a real Jew. So he called him an Ivri. Interesting.
In the first case, yeah. You just finished, if she's not a Basula, it's mutter.
I don't know. Well, what's the consequence? I don't know. Right. Yeah, what happened? I don't know. I can't imagine. I don't know. So the first Bandarma says she's designated to an Eved Ivri. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Shivchachar Kananza Kasim Adabar. No, she's a full shifcha. She's still set aside to an Eved Ivri. Right? Imkei matam alo v'heftilo neftasa. Why is it v'heftilo neftasa? Dibra Torah kaloshim b'nei Adam. Because the Torah talks the way we talk. Whatever that means. Torah on the bottom says, whenever we say that line, it's always Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel is always the one who holds in Shas that Dibra Torah kaloshim b'nei Adam. Whatever that means. Right? Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer. Call Arias with Resha Slanu, Mishuyo, every Arias is explicit. Mishuyo Lanu Chetze Shivcha Chetze Batschorin, Ham Resha Slav at Ivri. Again, he agrees that it's a half and half, set aside to an Evid Ivri. Acher Momrim, Lo Yamusu Kilochu Pasa, Beshivcha Kanan Sakasa Medaber, Shivcha Kanan, Ham Resha Slav at Kanani, set aside to an Evid Kanani. Rabbi Shmuel, Bishlam, of the Heftalon, Niftasa, Diktani, Dibratar Lashim, and the Adam, that makes sense. That's the way the Torah speaks. El Tanan Rezes Levit Ivri Minal. How do you know she set aside to an Evid Ivri? Dixiv, because it says, Kilo Chupasa, Michlal, Duhu Chupasa. He's free. Why is he free? He's Evid Ivri. It's a whole different world. And Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah, Hanan Rebbe Akiva, so saying the same thing. They both say that she's half free, designated to an Evid Ivri. Rabbi Shmuel Kamar. Now the answer is that they're arguing about Rabbi Shmuel, in Rabbi Shmuel's world. We hold the Dibra Torah Kalashim Bnei Adam, so it means she's half free. Why do you say it already said that she's half free. So why do you say twice she's half free? She's half free. That doesn't teach me anything. She's completely not free. Why say heftalon of tasa? Different talk lashem bnei adam. Elohad the evik kanani min olam. How do you know evik kanani? She doesn't know evik kanani. Amar kra kilochu pasa. It means inu dida to inu dide. We don't need it for her. I already know she's not free. It must be for the other man. The man, he's also not free. Who's he? An evik kanani. So we have machlokas about that. Okay. Next, kol arayis. Every arayis in the Torah. Echad gadol v'echad katan. Whether you have a relationship with someone else's wife, and whether that she's a gadola or a katana, katan potter. The katan's potter. Echad er v'echad yashin. If someone's sleeping and someone's awake, hayashin potter. The guy who's sleeping or the woman who's sleeping is potter. Echad shogig v'echad mezid. If it's a shogig or a mezid, hashogig v'chatos v'mezid b'hakaris. Right. Okay. V'hacha, now that's a kolarayis. It's mashma from this Mishnah that by shivcha charufa it's not the same halacha. What, v'hacha chayef cotton? Okay, the cotton's going to be chayef? A 10-year-old boy sleeps with a shivcha. So he's chayef? Sounds like he is, because we only mentioned all the other arayis, you have to be an adult.
What other things are you chayef if you're a cotton?
Nothing.
So then what do you need?
So why did Mishnah say this? I don't know.
In any case,
the point is because in order to do this aver, you need two to tango. And it could be that you'll be chayev and she'll be potter. She'll be chayev, you'll be potter. Some 25-year-old woman seduces an 11, 12-year-old boy, the boy's potter. I did a nice avera, he's only 12. He's not a bada, he's not a gadol. I showed up at her, she's going to get a misa for that. She's a married woman.
One second.
She's so you could split. You could split them.
She didn't get anything either, because we said before, if she doesn't get karis, he doesn't get.
No, that's only by shivcha. It's only by shivcha. This is all arayis now. That's what it says. All arayis. Even though it takes two to tango, we'll split the avera. She'll get an avera. He doesn't get an avera. Or the other way around. She's 11 years old. He gets an avera and she doesn't. She did that, b'mezich, willingly. Okay, has no das. That's why this mishnah is here. But it sounds like a shivcha is no different. Shivcha is different. So Gemara says, what do you mean? Hacha, cotton, chayef, cotton?
If she's married, she doesn't have an avera.
Who?
The woman.
What woman?
She's an adult and the kid is
a regular case?
Yeah.
Oh, no, cotton is not chayef.
What about the, and the woman?
Is? It depends if she's a gedola or not. If she's a gedola, no. She's a chayef. She's a cotton, she's also not chayef. If she's a katana, no. If she's a gadol, yes. So what? But it's mashma over here that by a shivcha, it doesn't matter if they're katana and sleeping. What? You have to v'hacha chayev cotton, but now by a shivcha v'chayev a cotton, doesn't make any sense. Ami v'dachi kamar kol arayis echa gadol echa cotton potter gadol chayev v'hacha gadol nami potter. Here the gadol also potter. My time, but why? D'ha makshi and adadi, because they're the same. They have to be the same. Next, kol arayis echa neir v'echa yashar and yashar potter. If the one sleeping is potter, what v'kan yashan nami chayev? What, and over here the sleep? You go over to a shivcha who's sleeping, and you have an affair with her when she's sleeping. You chayev for that? She's chayev. So it sounds like only by a rayis you're not chayev, but by this you are. I'm reviewed. I'm rav. No, hachikali. Call a rayis. Echad neir v'echad yashan yashan potter. V'neir chayev. Now the one who's sleeping is potter. The one who's awake is chayev. V'hacha v'kan afil neir potter. Even the sleeping, even the awake one's potter. Same story. My taima, the makshin adadi, they have to be the same. Tani taima kamedra of sheishes, asu gomer kima'ara. We treat the beginning act as if it's a complete act. Mischavein kishain mischavein. Intending like not intending. What does that mean? Kidarka shalo kidarka. Right? Regular like not regular. Ner kiyashin. And sleeping like awake. Or awake like sleeping. Amalei, my kama, my. So what does this mean? What does this all mean? E b'shivcha charufa. If it's a shivcha charufa katani, amayasu gimer kimara. We said the opposite. We said gomer b'shivcha charufa mechayev. Ma'aru lo mechayev. We said that's the opposite. V'su mischavin k'she'enu mischavin. E mechavna mechayeva. E lo mechayeva. If you don't have kavana, you're not chayev. You're not chayev. How do you not have kavana? How do you not have kavana to do this act? So the famous case: a guy falls off a roof. And he falls right into the side of a woman. So that's the only case. You didn't have kavanah for that. That's the only way it could be possible. So we're not chayef for that. What do you mean you're chayef and not kavanah, just like kavanah? The whole thing doesn't make any sense. Lo mechayef, you're not chayef. Ukedaka shlo kedarka, nami. Bedarka b'shivcha charufa mechayef, shlo kedarka lo mechayef. So my time of why? Shivcha zeraksiv. Because by shivcha has to be kedarka, not shlo kedarka. My neir b'yad kiyashim. Ikishar Rayas Katani Asugomer Kamara Ibchi Balums shows it the other way around. That we make a ha'ara like Gomer. Amalei Isaimei, should I remove this brisa? Because the whole thing doesn't make any sense. From A to Z this brisa doesn't make any sense. Should I remove it from the canon of brises? Amalei, lo, no. Hachi Katani. This is very, very, you need to like a lot of extra words to fit in. No. Asugomer Shalo Kidarka Bashivcha Harufa. We treated Gomer Shalo Kedarka by Shivcha, the Lo Mechayev, where you're not Chayev, Kima'ara Kedarka, like the beginning stages of regular, where you are Chayev, the Shivcha Zeraksiv. I'm sorry, you're not Chayev, because this Shivcha has to be normal. Mischavein Shalo Kedarka, with Kavana, in the not normal way, B'Shivcha, the Peturin, Ke'ena Mischavein, the Shivcha Zeraksiv. Neir, what about wake? Shalok kedarka, b'shivcha, the paturin, your pater, kiyosh, someone sleeping. My time, shivcha zereksiv. Nimsa, mischavein, you have kavana, v'ama'ara, you do the initial stages, b'shivcha, kishain mischavein, b'chol arayas. It's just like not having kavana by the other arayas. Yashan kedarka, kiyoshan da arayas. Nimsa, so it comes out, neyer shalok kedarka, b'shivcha, kiyoshan da chol arayas. Fine. Hajan alach, abba mechusre kapara, hajan alach, abba mechusre kapara, hajan alach, abba mechusre kapara. Okay. What?
There's no.
Not for these crazy things. Okay. This Amadan was not easy. Here we go. Amru lo. Who's Amru? Amru lo la adam. They say to a man, Achal techelev. You know, I don't know if you realize this, but you ate chelev. Okay? Yeid Chalev. You don't realize that. Yeid Chalev. So maybe Chatzis has to bring a Chatzis. He didn't do it on purpose. He didn't do it on purpose. Right? Yeid Chalev has to bring a Chatzis. Anyone have any issue with this line? No. This is a good law. Two people come over to you. By the way, Yeid Chalev. I did. I feel so bad. I bring a Chatzis. Right? Eid Amar Achal. One Eid says, you know, Yeid Chalev. The Eid Amar Lo Achal. The other Eid says, no, he didn't. Right? Isha Amar to Ochel. A woman says, you ate. The Isha Omeret Lo Ochel. And another woman says, you didn't eat. Doesn't make a difference if it's a man or a woman. Someone says, your wife says, well, you didn't eat. That shouldn't have eaten. That was for the guy. That was not kosher. No, I ate the wrong piece. You don't miss me. No. So you're not sure what's going on here. Maybe Asham Tali. You bring in Asham Tali. Right? Why? Why tell an Asham Tali is? What?
We believe a woman on these things.
Right.
You don't have to take it at the best.
So one ate. That's right. But one woman said you ate the wrong piece. And your sister-in-law, the other, no, you did. She ate the right piece. So I don't know what I did. So it's no different than me opening the bag, pulling out the bag of lunch. I'm not sure if it was for me or if it was for the goita.
But it's telling you that the woman and the man give you a different.
No, exact same thing. One ate says this, one ate says that. One woman says this, one woman says that. Same thing.
I'm saying the 1-8 is, it shouldn't be much different than
So maybe
why is he the woman?
Why is he the woman? Correct, yeah. So maybe to tell you, you don't need Eidus for this. It's not Eidus. Tosfos says on top, Tzarech Lomar, Demari Sheidu Shnayim. They both came in to testify Bezeh at the same time.
Case,
what? Correct. But Vatzachat. The Eibetz Eachar Zeh, Kol Malkam Shemina Torah, Eid Echad, Harei Kan Shnayim. The whole tall thing like the Eidus. Right, it's a good question.
Why do you need women, but why do you need the first case of the men?
It's a good question.
You said the women, you don't need the men.
Right. It's a good question. Yes. Now, it's a good question. Maybe the Gemara will talk it out. Eid Amar Ochel. One Eid says you ate it. Vehu Amar Lo Achalti. And he says, no, I didn't. I didn't. I'm positive I didn't. So Potter, then you Potter. Right? Just as somebody comes along and says, by the way, I have to listen to him. Right? Now, of course, the Gemara is going to talk about, well, what about the top of case on top? One woman says, your wife says, you did. Your sister-in-law says, no, you didn't. What do you say? Are you quiet? You don't know anything to... Here, you talk back to the aid. No, it's not true. So if you talk back to the aid, you're putter. Shnayim omrim achal. Two aidim say you ate it. Vehu amar lo achalti. And you say, no, I didn't. Right? Now, we're not talking about the mazik here. The mishogeg. You're a good Jew. You didn't realize. And two, by the way, you ate the wrong thing. That was for the guy. Really? I did? No, I didn't. So if you say that, Rameir mechayev. Rameir says yechayev. What?
Why?
What's the difference if two Eidim come along and say, by the way, you were Mechal Shabbos? Two Eidim come and say, you were Mechal Shabbos.
Two Eidim.
They said two Eidim here also.
Yeah.
Mechayev, Yechayev. Amar of Meir, well, I'll tell you why. If you, Shnayim, Lidei Mitha, if two Eidim can put you to death, right? Chamura, which is very chamur. Lo Yavir Lidei Carbon Kal, can't they bring it to make a carbon? If two Eidim come and say, you were Mechal Shabbos, b'mezid. You say, no, I wasn't. We don't ignore you. We ignore you. It's not America where you can testify. We ignore you. Right? Two Eidim come. That's all we care about. Right? So you can scream no till tomorrow. Two Eidim are putting you to death. So they can't make you bring a carbon? What, you arguing with them? What kind of thing is that? Says to me, what kind of thing is that? Are you arguing? How can you argue with them? Amrulo. So Amrulo. One second. What? Yeah. Amrulo. Ma'im Yirtzalomer made it easy putter. What if he would have said, but I did it on purpose? Right?
Yeah.
I did it but made it. You want me to bring a carbon. You come along and say, I ate the wrong piece. I'll say back. I could say back, yeah, I ate the wrong piece. I've been made it. I don't bring a carbon from made it.
So you get
no, there was no asra. No one warned me.
You get caught.
So since he could give that out, no, what?
Give
that's between you and God.
Right.
You don't get karis for eating. Just between you and God. I'll deal with that. I'll deal with Hashem. I'll do tshuva. But in the meantime, I'm not spending money on a carbon. That I'm not going to have to do. Two Eidim come and say, I ate the wrong piece on Shogeg. I'll say, no, I didn't. Says, Rameir, 1 minute. They can put you to death. So they can't make you bring a carbon? So the answer to that is, but I can say I did it on purpose. And then I'll put it from a carbon. I am a Rasha. That's a different story. So I'm a Rasha. So, at least I save a few dollars. I'll have to bring a carbon. You understand? Ochal chel. Okay, that's the first half of the Mishnah.
Is there any nafkamina in the case here where here they're saying whether they ate it or not? What if the two Adam or women say are arguing whether it was chelv or not? Whether it was treif or not? Is there any nafkamina on whether it's on the piece or on?
I think we're going to get to that throughout this mezakta. We're going to get to that. Okay?
It's the same scenario.
Is it?
No. Yeah. The same nafkamina.
Fine. Achal chelev chelev helem echad eino chayv el achas. I eat a lot of chelev in one period of unawareness. I bring one chatas. Achal chelev adam v'pibul v'notzah helem echad chayv akal achas achas. If I do all these other averos, one period of unawareness, I'm chayv for each one separately. Why? Each one's a separate avera. Dam, pibul, notzah, they're all separate. Zechomer b'minon harbe mimin echad. That's why different species, different things are worse than one thing. I eat chelev all day long, not knowing it's chelev, I bring one chatas. I eat pigel, dam, chelev, no sir, not knowing any of that, I bring one for each one, it's worse. Chomer b'min echad, b'min harbe, but in a way, a min echad's worse. Why? How can a min echad be worse? Shim achal chatzi zayis, v'chazav achal chatzi zayis, acher. Behelam echad, if I eat half a kazayis of chelev now, and then I eat half a kazayis of chelev 20 hours from now, but I still never knew anything in between, I'm chayev. Now, 20 hours is an exaggeration. We're gonna narrow that down to the Kedech Hilf Pras, 9 minutes. But the point is that if it's within one period of unawareness, I'm chayev. But min echad chayev, mishnei min pater. Heck if a kazayis of dam and half a kazayis of noser have nothing to do with each other, I'm pater. Why? I didn't have the shear. Okay? Even if it's on one period of unawareness. Okay? So now we're going to be busy with the first half of the Mishnah, where people tell you things and you argue, you don't argue. So here we go. Katani, Amru lo achalta chelev mevi chatas. If two people come over, Amru lo, two people, Amru is plural, yeah? Two people come and say, you ate chelev. So I did, oh, I feel so bad, I bring a chatas. Amru, kama haven. How many people said that to you? How many people told you, you ate chatas, you ate chelev? Says the Gemara, train. Two. Right? Vahu ma amalahon. What did you say back to them? Did you say, oh, I didn't realize? Did you say it's not true? Like, what's going on here? So, ilema deshasik, if you didn't say anything, v'lamachish lehu, and you don't dispute it, you didn't say anything, you don't dispute it, so, ela shtika de train who may be chatas, al shtika de chadlo? And what if one came along and you didn't dispute it? What's the halacha then? That's in the Mishnah. Right? Ema mitziyas, look at the next case. One eight says you ate, and you say no, you didn't, right? What's halacha? You putter. That's what the Mishnah said. You putter. Taima, what's why you putter? Demachish lay, because you disputed it. Aval shasik, if you didn't dispute it, mechayev, you'd be chayev for that. One eight, by the way, you ate the chelev, so you chayev for that. Bring a chat. What? Even with one. Even with one. Right? How could that be? Why do you need aid? It's not, the answer is not aidus. Right? Always gives a famous case. A guy comes and says, the thing at the Shabbos table, did I bench? I don't remember if I benched. And your 10-year-old son says, yeah, I saw you bench. So he's only 10 years old, you can't give aidus. It's not aidus. He's just going, did I bench or not? Your son says, yeah, don't you remember we benched together? Oh, right, I remember now. So is that valid? Of course it's valid. So a guy comes up to you, by the way, I saw you eating that piece of meat. You know that was treif. Really? Oh, I feel so bad. So why did two? We want the same story. One guy tells you something, it's true. You know, nothing is lying, right? So, avol shatzik mechayev. So, the kolshke and treif, so for sure two. So why don't I need two, right? So why don't we need the first line of the Mishnah?
Why do you need one?
What? Well, how do you know?
Well.
You'll never know. So the answer is someone told you. Okay, good.
Let's say that, you know, on Shabbos you mindlessly turn on a light.
Right.
So you chive the fat.
Correct. But you remember. But afterwards you remember that. Here, you never know. I thought it was kosher meat.
Oh, I see. You would know other way of
it. Exactly. No other way of it. He tells you. Right. So I didn't know I benched. He tells you. It's the same thing. So therefore, this doesn't make any sense. I don't think the Mishnah said the same thing twice. Rather, demachish lehu. Must be. He told him you argued with them. You argued with them. In the first case also, you argued. So no, I didn't eat treif. Even if two tell you, it's also the same thing. Mani, who said this? Rameir he. It's Rameir. Why? Damar, hachasha, debet shrei, lav hachashahi. Remember what Rameir said? When two of them come and say you did something wrong, and you argue with them, we ignore you. Why do we ignore you? Kal v'chomer. To put you in the mitzvah, we're going to ignore you. So for a carbon also, we're going to ignore you. So, same thing. Aval Rabbanon, pater. But according to Rabbanon, tachli yidi pater. Why? Because Rabbanon said, you have an out. You can say, I did it amazing. Right? You have an out. My mashalon b'seifa shmas b'nei. But then the mission is repeating itself. Because I know this already. The mission is repeating itself. Same. It's saying the same case twice. How come mashalon? Davar zeh machlokes v'meir v'rabbanon. The answer is, you're right, it's a machlokes. V'hu dekabachas l'hu. Exactly. The Gemara is repeating itself twice. The mission repeats itself twice to let you know they're arguing about this case. What's the case when two of them come and say you did something wrong and you argue with them? According to the mayor, we ignore you. According to the Rabbanon, we don't ignore you. Exactly. Ikadi Amri, others say, another version, Amru lo namichad karile. Really, Amru could really be one. It could be one person. That's the way we talk. Amru they. Who's they? There's only one guy. What's they? That's how people talk. Ditnan, because they have a mission that says like this. Isha shahalach ba'al l'medina sayam. If a woman's husband goes away, and then we don't know where he is, uba uva amru la meis ba'alich, and they come and say he died. Venithis, and then she gets remarried. V'yachakach ba ba'ala, then the husband shows up. He was never dead, he shows up. So the halach is, teite mizeh u'mizeh. She can't go back to her first husband, who's alive now, and she can't stay with her second husband either. It's a knas on her. She should have been more careful. She should have more checked out better. The kaimalon tafilu b'chad. It's the same halach even if one comes, right? Mimai, how do you know that? If she got married without permission, muteret lach solo, then she can go back to her first husband. So, what does it mean, shalob rishos? What does that mean, shalob rishos without permission? Shalob rishos bezdin? That without bezdin's permission, she just did whatever she wanted? Then, mechlal debresha rishos bezdin? So the first case was with bezdin's permission? Right? Ube eid echad, with one eid? Alma, gabi eid echad katani amru. So what do you see? That by Eirach, we say the word Amru, they, even though it's only one person. Hachanami, they can tell me Amru lo, mashna, filu, Eirach, even one aid. Vaha, vahu.
That she can go back.
What?
Yeah.
That she can go back, right. So how could she stay? How could she go back? Obviously, Rishus doesn't mean permission. Rishus doesn't mean with Bezdin or not Bezdin. It means one aid or two aid them. Right? So you see, Amru can be one aid. So, vahu, Michael Amar. What did you say back? When one aide come and said you ate this, what did you say? If you disputed it, me maisi, you're being a carbon for that. Vakatani mitziyata eidachanam achavul malavachalti pater. So again, the first case doesn't make any sense. Ella b'deshasik, rather you didn't say a word. One aide comes and tells you ate chalav, and you say I guess I did. Is that what happened? Then mitziyata shamsna eidachad omer by eidachad. You putter. Time the kamachishle. That's only because you disputed it. Aval shasak, mishtak, chayev. But if you go quiet, it's mashi, you'd be chayev. So it doesn't make sense. La'olam de lo kamachishle. Really, you didn't say a word. Vachi katani. Amru lo achal te chelev, maybe chatas. If they told you you ate chelev, you bring chatas. But bed devar murim, when is that? The shasak. We have to add these words in. If you were quiet. Aval machishle, putter. But if you were machish, then you are putter. Okay, well, We have time. Umidaraisa menolon delomachish le chayiv. How do you know that on daraisa level that if you don't dispute it, you're chayiv? One guy comes over, by the way, you ate that chalif. I did? You disputing it? I'm not disputing it. I don't know. If you tell me, then I guess it's true. So how do you know you have to be in carbon now for that? So the Tana Rabbanan, Ohoda Elov Chataso. It says, Ohoda Elov Chataso. Velo Shidyuhu Achirim. You have to know, not someone else told you. Yachal afilu ein machishin, even if you don't dispute it, Talmud lomar, ohoda, elav, mikol makom. In other words, however you find out that you did that wrong, and you don't dispute it, you have to be in a carbon. Someone told you, or you knew on your own, you forgot to read the label, whatever, and then you find it on your own, that's a chatas, and even if someone told you, you chayev a chatas. Mayaskinon, ilim a betrain. If it's two Aidim, train ve'e machishin boy, kra boy, you need a pasuk for that. Elala b'chad, one person. The katani ki emachishin mehemon. And if you don't dispute it, we believe the guy. Shma mina. Okay, we at least resolve that. Yes.
The Mishnah is missing the case.
Yeah.
It starts off with two people said to him that you ate it, and then says.
And some people hold it. Some people hold it means only one person.
Okay. Oh,
yeah.
But let's say you hold that it's two people.
Right.
The case. What if two women told you you ate it? You bring a chatas or an ashram?
Probably an ashram.
Why? Doing the same thing as one woman.
Why in the second case?
Oh, probably the same thing.
Same thing. Same as one woman.
So why in the second case did it need to tell you the case in two women? In the first case, it didn't have to tell you two women.
Right, that's a good question. The Gemara might get to that. Gemara might get to that in the next few days. I don't remember. I might get to that. If it doesn't get to that, ask me again. I'll see if we can find an answer.
There's no edus by women,
but there's confirmation by women like this. Like with the benching. The nemonis.
So Matthew, right? In the second case, it's telling you two women.
What? Yeah.
I agree with you. But they only have in the month.
All right, so we'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow.